This evening, we're speaking to Maulana Suleiman Patel, who is the National Media Coordinator for the South African Quran Committee. He joins us on the line this evening. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us this evening. Maulana, jazakumullah khair for your time. You've been recently appointed as the media coordinator for the competition. However, your interaction and, you know, following the competition and being part of it goes back quite a while. Tell us about the history of the competition. When did it begin and who's involved in it?
Alhamdulillah, the Quran competition started about 11 years ago, and it started in Durban. And thereafter, the initial years, the Quran competition took place in Indonesia. And thereafter, it grew from province to province. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that last year, in 2015, in the regionals, there were 300 registrations. And with regards to those people who are overseeing and, you know, making sure everything goes well, there might be others that have been also active. But at the moment, the three that are most active are Qari Bashir Patel, Hafiz Muhammad Wadi, and Maulana Muhammad Sidat Saab.
And with regards to this year's competition, when and where will the finals take place?
With regards to the finals, there is no venue for the males, but for the venue has not been confirmed, but the males finals will take place on the 30th of July 2016, inshallah. And ladies, the females, venue also not confirmed, but the dates are 9th of August 2015, but subject to change without prior notice.
How does it work? How many categories are there?
There are three categories. The first category is Juz 1. They can either read Surah the first para, or they can read the 30th Juz or 29th Juz, whichever one. And then the second one will be Juz 5, 1 to 5, or 5 to 10, or 10 to 15, like that. And then the second one is a 15, there is a 5 one as well, which is 1 to 5, like I said, and then you get a 15 Jews as well, 1 to 15 or 15 to 30, and then the last one is the entire Quran.
So that is the three categories.
Yes.
What about, there had been talk about a separate category of a one para category. Is that is there any information in that regard?
See, the one para category is there, but after when they whoever wins in that one category, don't go forward to the finals. It's only the one, the five para, the 15 para, and the 30th para that goes through to the next round, and thereafter the competition in Makkah Mukarramah.
Yes, so we're still focusing with regards to the national finals. When are the contestants going to be chosen?
As soon as, from already like 2 weeks ago, where the competition has commenced in Western Cape, and like that, the last one will take place on the 21st of May, inshallah. So as the weeks go by, whoever came out first in the different categories, they will be handed out gifts, etc. And thereafter, then they will go into the finals, and from there, the winners from there will go to Makkah Mukarramah.
Yeah, so there's quite a long process here involved in terms of reaching the end point. We understand that the country has been broken down into various regions. What are the different regions?
There are seven regions. The first region, which is Western Cape, the competition already took place on the 3rd of April. The second one, which took place last week, the 9th of April, in Mpumalanga, Pesal. The third one, that is Eastern Cape, will take place this weekend, 16 April 2016, at 4:30 at Masjid Mansur Malaba. And also on the same day, Limpopo, the Quran competition will take place in Masjid al-Firdaus Polokwane, 16 April at 9 o'clock. And then we go on to the next one, KwaZulu-Natal, right? That one will take place, and that is also divided into northern and southern districts. So the South KZN, that one will take place at NMJ Hall, 23rd April 2016 at 9 o'clock. North KZN, the venue will be Ladysmith Dawa Center, 24th April 2016 at 9 o'clock. Then the next one, Northwest, will take place in Klerksdorp, 14th of May 2016 at 9 o'clock. The male participants will have their competition at Masjid al-Salam, and the females will have their competition at Al-Huda Muslim School. And the final one, Gauteng, and Gauteng includes Free State and Northern Cape. That will take place in Roshni, that is in Roshni Muslim School, on the 21st of May 2016 at 9 o'clock, inshallah.
Yes, so that's a breakdown with regards to the regional competitions. Now, in specific with regards to the Eastern Cape, do we have any details on who will be participating in Eastern Cape? I understand that we have the Limpopo one as well as the Eastern Cape one over the weekend.
The Eastern Cape, we have, alhamdulillah, 39 males so far, and we have 2 females. And in Limpopo, we have 21 males and 6 females. And on that note, I would like to say that whoever had not still registered, you still have time till tomorrow evening to register, and inshallah, you can take part in Eastern Cape or in Limpopo.
Yes, so the opportunity still remains there with regards to the participation. There's a question that has come through that you've been speaking about the female competition. Now, why has this been introduced, and is there any Islamic proof or Islamic precedent of having a competition of this nature for females?
This was, it just started off this year, and with regards to this, it's totally separate. We have female Qura who have, you know, who have the expertise in the recitation of Quran, and they will be, you know, judging the females in a separate a place, and only females there, and we don't even, not going to allow males, that is a mahram of that female participant, to take part in this Quran competition. And like we had last week also, you know, we had participants from Middleburg that came to Baital. And when those participants, those females came, they were accompanied by their mahram. So with regards to that, all is in place. And also with regards to who is going to be adjudicating and testing those females, there's only females, so no male whatsoever. And also so strict that no photography whatsoever. Even a person cannot, you know, take a photograph of her daughter or her niece, because from there, you know what happens on social media, it will most definitely go viral. So that also is not allowed at all.
Anything else you want to say about the competition itself?
The objective of this competition is maintaining the door of the Quran, and I've noticed in the past years that the competition takes place like about 2 months or so prior to Ramadan. So also preparing those learners for Taraweeh Salah, and those maybe not also maybe reading Taraweeh, but just to solidify their Quran by means of having this competition. And I've told so many of our learners there at Middleburg Muslim School that especially the boys to take part, and then you know, for this competition. And I told them this will be a way of you also preparing yourself for Ramadan. But unfortunately, this year they said we will pass. We will see next year, inshallah. And I was surprised and happy also and pleased that we had a few female contestants from Middleburg, from our school, that took part in the Baital competition last year. So what we are saying is that this Quran competition is a great initiative, and we have started it because maintaining, you know, the recitation of the Quran as well, and, you know, preparing for this competition, and also preparing for the month of Ramadan, and also when people that attend these competitions, we want people to go. It must not be only you attending because it's a family or it's a friend, etc. We should go and support this, and in this way, maybe inshallah, somebody or some grandfather or some you know, father or uncle will get inspired by the recitation of the Quran by these young ustaz. And in this way, get their family members, their grandchildren, their children, their nephews, you know, to become Hafiz of Quran, inshallah.
Yes, that is an important objective with regards to the competition. Overall, what do you think of this initiative?
I think, alhamdulillah, like we said, it's an excellent initiative, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward those who have started it. We had the foresight with regards to this, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this event every year and it must be a successful event, inshallah.
What's your message to the listeners of Radio Islam International?
My message to them will be that we go all out and support the competition, wherever it might be. This weekend is in Eastern Cape and Limpopo. If you are in the area, you are nearby, we should, go and support it. And we take people along with us and make them, listen to the beautiful recitation of the Quran. And really, you will be surprised, you will be taken aback. I was listening last year, it was audio streamed, and at my place in Wat Bank, I heard it, and some of the recitations, I can say not even some, but all of them were so beautiful. And for some of those participants that, read so beautiful, for a moment I had to stop and say, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, so beautiful recitation of the Quran. So in that way, somewhere somebody will get inspired, and we should go all out and support this competition, wherever it might be. And we have seen over the years that people travel, at far length, to go and just listen to the Quran, to the Quran Kareem, and being recited by those young boys in Hafiz of Quran, as well as those that are becoming Hafiz of Quran.
MashaAllah, yes, awe-inspiring, undoubtedly. Before we let you go, Mulana, we understand that last week was the Western Cape, and you've been talking about the Mpumalanga. Maybe you can just remind us as to who were the winners in the Western Cape and in Mpumalanga competition.
The Western Cape took the competition took place 2 weeks ago. With regards to the full Quran, Hafiz Zakir Saleh, he was the overall winner there for the full Quran. For the 15 Jews, Muhammad Zubair Qasa, and the 5 Jews category, Muhammad Zubair Fasar. And then last weekend in Baital, Mpumalanga, the boys, the first Jews winner was Muhammad Karim from Baital. The 5 Jews category, Ramiz Ibrahim from Nelspruit, and the 15 Jews was Mahmoud Tulwe from Nelspruit. There was no 30 or entire Quran, no participants there. And that was for the boys. And with regards to the girls, there were three categories, there were three categories, but only one category, all participants took part only in the category one, which was the one Jews. And I think because it was the first time, so I think the girls were but maybe nervous or, maybe afraid to take a chance with the 5 or 15 or the entire Quran. So I think most of them, or if not all, only took part for the first category. Anyway, the first the winner there was Fatima Josh from Middleburg. The second winner was Aisha Mansour from Middleburg. And the third winner was Umaira Osman from Middleburg.
So Middleburg, the flag of Middleburg flying high there over the weekend. And well, that's where you, the educator, the Muslim school in Middleburg. So you must have been proud of some of your learners.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, undoubtedly I was. And, like I said earlier on, I was pushing for the boys to take part. And some of them told me, no, Maulana, we took part last year and we took part in the one Jews and whatever. I said, take a shot again. You can do another farah, do something else. But they just, I tried convincing them somehow that it never worked. Pleased to hear that so many of the girls, I think there were 4 that took part over the weekend, and Alhamdulillah, they all, kept the flag of Middleburg up high. Like in the past, the boys have kept it up, so now I think this time around is the girls that kept the flag of Middleburg high.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana Jazakumullah Khair for sharing the information. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam.
It was a pleasure, and we hope to speak to Mufti Saab soon, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Suleiman Patel, who is the media coordinator for the South African National Quran Memorization Competition, speaking to us about some of the events that will be taking place over the weekend as well as over the next few weeks and leading up to the national finals. We continue with the program, and we're with you up until 8 this evening.